football team. And you ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. I got you, let's go.
Good day to you. It's Thursday, the 6th of June. On the Good Day program in this hour, a basic review of what's going on, the interesting stories, important things, mostly the material that you might have heard on some of the News Talk radio stations, News Talk television interviews, that sort of thing, that bring us around to the focus of the day. And the number one item on the hit parade today seems to be the discussion about Susan Rice being named the new National Security Advisor. The move, not a hit with Republicans who still don't think they've gotten all the answers about Benghazi. You remember last September, 5 days after the attack, Ms. Rice appeared on all the Sunday morning talk programs, all the news shows, claiming the attack was a spontaneous development following a protest. She'd been considered then as Hillary Clinton's replacement for Secretary of State, but she withdrew her name after the Republicans said nothing doing. She would never be confirmed. So let's go through some of the information and your reaction, if you'd like, at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at Ken. It's going to be Ken at KenStephan.com. Probably that won't work. How about Ken at DougStephan.com? So what do you, as you review the, traditional. Is there anything traditional about the social media? What are people on Twitter, Facebook, and elsewhere saying about this? Is it obvious? Is it predictable?
It's about half and half. Lou Dobbs has one of the most retweeted comments on Twitter this morning. He says Obama has lost it.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not a big fan of Obama, never was anyway. But it does seem to be, I think I was watching the beginning of Hannity's program last night. The program, by the way, coming to you from the CBS Broadcast Center in New York City. I'm here for a couple of days tomorrow. Actually, the program will come to you from the UN headquarters down on the East River. I do a program from there for 4 or 5 hours, focusing on what's going on there, a lot of Syria and that sort of thing. But today, the talkers, the annual New York talkers, they have two of these a year, one in Los Angeles, one in New York. So today, the talk folks from talk media here for this day-long affair, and that's why I'm in New York. That's why I was watching Hannity last night. I was sort of zonked out in my hotel room. And it was interesting as to how they went back to all of the 5 morning programs on that Sunday to get Susan Rice to listen to what she had to say. She was very consistent. And so this has become a left versus right. You can imagine where Hannity went with this. Here is Tom Roberts on MSNBC, the other side of the street, talking to James Carville, who says this move by President Obama is an in-your-face appointment.
What do you think of the decision of the president to name Susan Rice National Security Advisor?
Well, my guess is that he wanted her to be Secretary of State, and he felt like she kind of got railroaded there, and this is a kind of in-your-face appointment. But he obviously thinks a great deal of Ambassador Rice. He wanted to be Secretary of State, so she is not confirmable, and I think it's like a message that he's going to stick by. He views her as a competent person and probably as a friend of his, and I think if this is an in-your-face appointment, I think he feels good about
it. In your face, certainly, and the majority of Americans also think the Republicans, they're right to pursue their investigations of Benghazi, the IRS, the AP scandals. Dana Milbank compares Republicans' behavior now to the late 90s. So tell me if this sounds familiar, James. Then congressional Republicans howled themselves hoarse about Clinton administration scandals, but the indicators kept pointing to a booming economy and support for the president. Bill Clinton climbed steeply through 98 as House Republicans marched toward impeaching him. Are Republicans in danger of repeating history? Are we living through that once again?
Well, I think we know what happened in Benghazi. I mean, it's just that's just kind of we knew there was the report by Ambassador Pickering and Admiral Mullen. I think we know what happened. Look, I'd say this about the IRS thing: if the shoe were on the other foot, there were a Republican president, Democrats control the House, you would be jumping up and down. And at the end of the day, I think you got a let this thing play out. I'd be totally shocked and surprised that if the White House had anything to do with it. But I think that, to be fair, that the Democrats, I would be screaming for the Democrats to pursue this and get to the bottom of it. So I think you're talking about kind of two different things here. And I think the public is kind of, their attitude is, let it play out a little bit more. And this is going to be like a disc live with this. It's a low-grade fever. It's not causing significant damage. And I think that they're perfectly fine with that right now.
888-302-3684. Congressional Republicans whooped up about this. But is Rice in a more important job as National Security Advisor? There are some who say yes. He said she exemplifies the finest tradition of American diplomacy and leadership. Does she? 888-302-3684. Here's Jeff Messer, a radio host who is a left of center as well. Doesn't think very much of the decision on Susan Rice either.
Obama picks Susan Rice as his new National Security Advisor. Well, he just likes inviting trouble, doesn't he? For a guy that's conciliatory, this seems like a strange pick. Of course, Susan Rice got in all kinds of hot water and trouble over saying the wrong things, being inarticulate, not really having all the facts straight, and being ushered out onto the morning news shows, which got the ire of John McCain, who's like, why is that little brown woman sitting in my seat? I'm usually on this show. President Obama's naming UN Ambassador Susan Rice. See, she was a UN ambassador when she was on those morning shows. People forget that. They're like, wasn't she like Condi Rice? One Rice is like the other. No, it's not the same. She's not in the same kind of situation. But it does seem like they were being rather petty. Well, anyway, Obama's named UN Ambassador Susan Rice to replace his top national security advisor, Tom Donilon. Tom Donilon, who is resigning, wouldn't you? The appointment marks a significant shakeup of Obama's foreign policy team, which Donilon has helped lead since Obama took office. How well he's helped lead it, I'm not so sure that they're all crackerjacks working in the White House right now. Not the best and brightest, I don't think. It's like having the entire kind of... The entire Apple Genius Bar trying to change a flat tire. They could reprogram your computer. They could download some antivirus software. But they don't know which way a tire iron goes. And sometimes you need to know how to use one of those things. If you're going to get anything done in Washington, at least.
All right, so there's kind of an understated approach to the reality of the situation. The president has assigned this woman to sue. Apparently, she gets right into the job very quickly. She doesn't have to go for the approval record, which she wouldn't have gotten anyway from the Senate. Renewing accusations that Obama officials sought to cover up the details of Benghazi. That you're going to hear. You've already heard it played over and over and over again, and that will play again over and over and over again. In a moment, the story, this is, I don't know, you'd consider this to be a scandal, but it is nothing in comparison to what this woman may have control over. And I'll tell you the story behind the story in a moment here on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Periodic brake inspection on your Buick is necessary to ensure optimal performance. Proper rotor and pad tolerance.
Stop. Pull over here.
As I was saying, proper rotor
this and... This view is amazing.
Pad tolerance as well as alignment geometry must be maintained at maintenance...
Take me a picture.
There.
When the certified service experts take care of your Buick, you can just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game!
Jackpot!
Judy, spin the meat wheel! You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or...
Whoppin'!
Or the New York pork chop!
Yes, I'll do Whoppin'!
Way to go, Judy! You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Jackpot!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
You can apply for financing on a five-piece living room set at a big furniture store, or you can get the same five-piece living room set at Rent-A-Center. So what's the difference?
Unfortunately, you don't qualify.
Why not?
Well, it looks like you bounced a check back in 1987.
With a Rack Flex plan, everyone's pre-approved, and each agreement includes a 90-day same-as-cash option, so you never have to worry about credit rejection.
I'm not rejecting you. The computer is.
Rent-A-Center.
See store for details. Pre-approved means no credit check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction. 90-day same-as-cash. Not valid in Vermont.
888-302-3684 on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Susan Rice and the NSA in the focus. Dale's calling from Quincy, Illinois. Go ahead, Dale. You're on the air live.
Well, I think she's not qualified, as you hinted. And I think what the president is trying to do is to sway the rhetoric away from Benghazi. You know, Doug, we've never talked to those people that survived that. And I think what it is, it'll be a disaster for Hillary Clinton when all the facts come out. And she, of course, wants to run for president.
Well, that's amazing what people forget in 3 or 4 years, Dale. You may be right now, and people try to regurgitate it if she does run. But people have short memories. Americans especially have short memories. Thanks for the call. 888-302-3684. Okay, listen to this. There is a top secret court order which has been set to Verizon requiring them to hand over all call data, and the supervisory agency for this is the NSA, which Susan Rice is about to take over. The National Security Agency collecting the telephone records of millions of you. This is one of America's largest telecommunication companies. They had been delivered a top secret court order late in April. The order requires Verizon on an ongoing daily basis to give the NSA information on all telephone calls in its system, both in our country and between our country and other countries. The document shows for the first time that under the Obama administration, the communication records of millions of you are being collected indiscriminately and in bulk, regardless of whether they are suspected of any wrongdoing or not. The Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court granted the order to the FBI on April 25th, giving the government unlimited authority to get the data for a specified 3-month period ending in July. Under the terms of the blanket agreement, the number of both parties on a call are handed over, as is location data, call duration, and unique identifiers.
Yeah.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
And the Sunshine Band, a number one song during this week in 1977. It seems, Kenny, there are lots of boogeymen around, depending on who you're talking to, whether the people at the NSA. I think that's quite an amazing story. Just joining us, a national security agency is collecting telephone records on you and your neighbor and people you work with, people in your family. This is a blanket order. This is going to reignite a lot of debates in our country over the proper extent of the government's domestic spying powers. Remember that wonderful Patriot Act that you all thought was so great? This is garbage, and this comes from, and they'll use that to justify getting these records. We're in a police state, for God's sakes. When are we going to recognize that? And one of the main orchestrators of the police state is Eric Holder. He's still the focus of a lot of conversation, as we hear in this conversation between Greta Van Susteren and Congressman Peter King of New York about Holder missing or ignoring the deadline to explain his previous testimony that seemed to demonstrate he wasn't telling the truth.
Why was the deadline, and what are you going to do now that it wasn't answered?
Well, you know, Chairman Goodlatte is one of the most respected members in the House. His committee set this deadline, and basically it's because Eric Holder, certainly there's at least a misstatement, there's certainly a contradiction, at worst there's perjury, and it's up to Chairman Goodlatte and the Judiciary Committee, but the fact the deadline has been missed, I would expect them to take strong action. I don't want to be telling Chairman Goodlatte what to do, but if I were Eric Holder, I would think right now that I'm in a very precarious position, because he is basically defying the Congress, as I see it, and he's in, for a person who was supposed to be administering justice, who was supposed to be impartial, and was supposed to basically be, could hope beyond reproach, or at least be reasonably honorable, his testimony was so contradictory, and involving such a serious issue, such a serious First Amendment issue, that to me, there's no excuse for what he's trying to do. He's trying to be too cute, and I think this is something the President showed today by selecting Susan Rice, and I think Eric Holder has shown the same thing by saying he's going to stay on as long as he wants to.
Well, he had his principal deputy send two letters to you, one yesterday and one the day before, rather to the committee. So he's going to say that that is the answer. So what possibly can you do, or what would you do if you were the chairman?
Well, I don't want to speak with Bob Goodlatte, but I certainly Eric Holder leaves himself open to a subpoena. He leaves himself open to charges of contempt to Congress. I mean, he owes it to the committee. He owes it to the Congress. He is going to lose all credibility. As it is, he's lost much of it. But he's lost all credibility if he tries to hide behind a subordinate. The fact is, he's the one who testified. It was not the subordinate. We're talking about his testimony. We're not talking about some legal interpretation yet. We're talking about his interpretation of his testimony. A subordinate cannot give that. And so he owes it to the committee. He owes it to Congress. He owes it to the American people. And I think he leaves himself very vulnerable to, number one, a subpoena, number two, to another contempt citation in the Congress.
But the contempt citation is rather futile, since he himself would be the one who would have to enforce it. The last one he got with Fast and Furious just sits at the Justice Department. It's dead on arrival.
Well, I mean, you know, that is one of the realities. If you're a cabinet officer, if the president wants to stay with him and he refuses to leave, it's obviously it's very difficult for Congress to remove him. But having said that, it weakens his position, it weakens the administration, and with so much legislation coming up that is going to involve the Justice Department, including any type of immigration bill, how the president expects to get his agenda forward, or hope to move it forward, or deal with Congress in good faith, so long as Eric Holder is in that position, is going to be very difficult.
Is there anything the Attorney General could say, hypothetically, that would satisfy you that his testimony on the 15th of May was correct and was accurate and fair and not misleading?
I think what he should say is that what he intended was that there was never a criminal prosecution of James Rosen intended, and that he realizes now that he should have made that more explicit when he was giving his saying that he's not aware of any criminal action or any prosecution, that he didn't mean to be that cute, that in his own mind he thought one thing, he said it another, and he wishes he had said it a different way, something to that effect, which is a form of apology, form of an explanation. At least it would show that he realizes that a serious mistake was made. And if not, then he leaves open the possibility that they could be pursuing a perjury charge, which no one wants to do, but he leaves himself open to that.
888-302-3684. Coming up in a few moments, the winner of the Powerball jackpot has been identified, plus more on the Supreme Court and your DNA. That's next on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Every year I tell you how the airlines are devaluing their frequent flyer programs. And since they control the inventory of those frequent flyer seats, some airlines are making it harder than ever to redeem your miles. A new study from IdeaWorks ranks the airlines around the world based on their availability of reward seats. And guess who does the best job of rewarding people with mileage seats? In the United States, we're talking Southwest and JetBlue. Internationally, Air Berlin and Virgin Australia. Meanwhile, U.S. Airways and Delta tied for last place, and American Airlines was in the bottom five. So here's the deal. Most airlines will release award seats as far out as 330 days before you travel, and that's when you start looking. Don't use up your miles on a trip that would normally cost you $300. Use your miles when they're worth the most. International flights, a place you've never been before, or your bucket list destination. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice, with membership starting at $99. You don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk is instant communication that's truly instant, the way it should be. But don't take our word for it. The proof is in the push. Come into an AT&T store today and test it out for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Stephan way of getting the day started, focusing here in this hour with Ken Kessler on some of the issues, the important stories of the day, the news nuggets, if you will. Kenny, what's the latest on Twitter and Facebook in general from our point of view, never mind just the general stuff that you are following as well, what people are saying about, for example, Ms. Rice being appointed National Security Advisor. There are all kinds of scandals going on. I'd be curious to know what people think about this lady, Gloria McKenzie, 84 years old, winner of the $590 million Powerball jackpot. She is taking the lump sum payment, $370 million before the taxes, so she'll end up with about $200. That doesn't seem right somehow. $590 million is the total. But when they pay in cash instead, that's the extended, if they pay X number of dollars over, what is it, 20 years, I think? They'd pay
I think 30, it's 20 years,
$30 yeah. million a year. She says, okay, I'm 84, maybe that's not a good idea. She watched the drawing on May 18th, knew she was the winner that night. She waited a couple of weeks to claim her winnings, consulting with some financial advisors. She purchased the ticket at the Publix supermarket in Zephyr Hills, Florida. Another person in line let her cut ahead to buy what turned out to be the winning ticket.
Can you imagine being that guy?
My God. Good. Isn't that something, huh? You know what?
It sure, ma'am. It's a long line. Come right here.
It speaks to destiny. It speaks to all kinds of things in the spiritual essence of things. Being at the right place at the right time. Any or all of those things. God love her. All right, next up on the Hit Parade here, continuing conversation about the Supreme Court and the ruling that police can take a DNA swab from you after you are arrested. It's got to be a serious crime, though. Here's host Sandy Beach talking about this ruling that the police now have the authority to just say, okay, we want you to open your mouth with sticking a Q-tip in there.
The Supreme Court cleared the way Monday for people to take DNA samples from all people arrested for serious crimes, a major step toward expanding a national database that will match new suspects to evidence of old crime scenes. A swab is taken for DNA, likely to become as common as taking fingerprints. In fact, one of the justices said that, and a mugshot. So now it would be fingerprints, a mugshot, and a swab for DNA. It's a major victory for investigators who say DNA testing is the most effective way to catch serial rapists, murderers, other violent criminals. Joined by victims' rights advocates, they've pressed for more widespread testing of suspects. But civil liberties advocates say the move comes at too high a price, given the amount of personal information that a DNA sample potentially could give the government. So that's the slippery slope aspect, is that now it is for being arrested for serious crimes, but it could be for being arrested for anything. Or running afoul of the law. Say you have 100 parking tickets you haven't paid. Would it get down to something like that before that would be included as well? That's the concern with the slippery slope. In the 5-4 vote, the judges approved the practice, rejecting the contention that taking a mouth swab from a suspect amounts to an unreasonable search. You see, as I said, I'm very sensitive about the slippery slope, but I also think realistically we have to examine these things issue by issue. We can't have a blanket policy or a blanket statement. Yeah, there's a possibility it could lead to a slippery slope. What does the swab of the DNA take away that a photo wouldn't or a fingerprint wouldn't? It's much more effective than photos and just as effective as fingerprints, and I think if it helps law enforcement, I don't think I have a major problem with it.
I do. I got a serious problem with it. Enough already. Especially after you listen to the story. If you didn't hear me 15 minutes ago talking about the NSA having Verizon put together all of your calls, millions and millions of calls, they're just gathering them with no reason. The Obama administration is making this a police state. So you may not have any problem with it, sir, but I do. Let's listen to another talk radio program dealing with this. Denny Schaefer hosts a radio program here. He talks about the same ruling from a different perspective.
Are you okay with police being able to take your DNA after they arrest you? Just arrest you, not convict you. Not charge you, not charge or convict you, just based on your arrest. And it's, pretty certain serious crimes. Some certain serious crimes. Which crimes are those? Can we get a list? We need a clarification. We need to go to the replay booth. We got to find out what exactly is going on here in this situation. This is not good. It's really not good. And here's the thing. If you agree with me, and I think most reasonable human beings do, then you also agree with the ACLU. The ACLU says it's wrong and it shouldn't be happening. And I love how the local reaction has been, well, they can take your DNA for certain, serious crimes. See, the word certain is your key word here. Certain serious. Which one of those? I mean, it's not specified out in law. Natalie, check and see if we have a law on that. Apparently, we have a similar law in Louisiana. Wouldn't you like to know which serious crimes DNAs, you can take? What is most troubling about this? Well, there's a lot of things that are troubling. First off, who trusts the government anymore? You can't trust the government. Look what's going on with the IRS, those bastards. who gets to define serious crime? That's what I want to know. Let me just be clear on my opinion on this one. So you don't call me a hypocrite. The problem I have with this is they take your DNA on an arrest. Not on a charge, not on a conviction, but an arrest. What if you're wrongly arrested, Duke lacrosse team? They take all your DNA. Do they give it back? Do they destroy it? And how do you know if they destroyed it? What are they going to do with that DNA? What if they're going to clone you? They might clone you. Hey, we got this guy's DNA. Let's clone this guy so we can find out how the criminal mind works. The problem with this is DNA on an arrest, not a conviction. That's the problem with this, and it's wrong, people.
All right. There's somebody who's on the right page of that, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. What do you think? 888-302-3684. What are people saying on our Facebook? It's facebook.com. Good Day Show and Twitter on or at Good Day Show. What's the scoop there, Kenny?
Gene says the government does not need any more of our information. Martha says when people have nothing to hide, there is no objection to any tests. And Ken says, see Minority Report, the movie or the book. It's an eye-opener.
Right. Yeah. Your thoughts, comments, 888-302-3684. As we continue, speaking of the IRS, as the last host was, here's Scott Stigler talking about Congressman Ted Cruz from Texas adding his voice to the throng that want to do away with the IRS.
Ted Cruz has joined the voices saying it is time to abolish the IRS. He wants a simple flat tax that he says would make it so that every average American can fill out their taxes on a postcard. Would an idea like this ever get enough support to fly? Now, the first thing that would have to happen is that there would have to be some kind of mechanism, some kind of governmental agency of some sort, maybe the new IRS, to handle all of the tax issues. Taxes aren't going away. It's just the body that regulates them is going away, or the tax code would be have to be changed. It is a monster, 60,000 pages and 9 million words, our current tax code. It did not even exist 100 years ago. Nobody could understand it, not even the commissioner of the IRS, so why should every American be subject to it? Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, says you should not be subject to it. We should abolish the IRS. He says a fair tax should go into place instead, simplifying the tax code, what they call a national sales tax or fair tax or flat tax. There's two different options that are out there. Doug Shulman, the guy who's been appearing on Capitol Hill, the former commissioner of the IRS, says he says, I find it convenient. I find the tax code complex, so I use a preparer. That's why he says, I find it convenient to use a tax preparer. So even the commissioner of the IRS has to have his taxes done for them because he can't do them correctly himself. We got a problem. Should the IRS be abolished, or is there something that can be done? And if you're one of those people that says, come on, Scott, the IRS can't be abolished, well, give me an idea. Because certainly you're not advocating 60,000 pages and 9 million words, are you?
All right, so the IRS and the focus on the IRS, let's see, only 29% of you believe the scandal is the result of a few officials acting on their own. About 49% of Americans believe the IRS is targeting these groups, represents part of a more widespread effort. Wall Street Journal NBC News poll out today suggests that those of you who believe the scandal where the agency targets these conservative groups applying for tax-exempt status was the result of a few acting on their own, very much in the minority. I think we have some comment on our special social media question and answer pages as well, do we not, Kenny, about the IRS?
Let me see. It's refreshing.
One wonders about whether this affects the president's approval rating when you look at these sorts of things. This is what we've talked about so far this hour. One thing after another, after another, after another, and it all involves government and people's distrust of it and disgust with it, if you will. Coming up, I'll give you a chance to fiddle around with your computer. We'll have some military news. Before we get to that, though, there is this baseball drug thing that we ought to deal with, and we'll do that in a few moments here on Good Day.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Super Saturday Sale is this Saturday. Kohl's. Expect great things.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, bye now. Now, you've heard the story of these baseball players and the drug investigation, performance-enhancing drugs. Here's sports host Frank Beckman with Pedro Gomez from ESPN about Major League Baseball is moving to suspend as many as 20 players for as much as 100 games.
All of these players seemingly have denied involvement, including Johnny Peralta, Ryan Braun and company. Where do they stand? What are you hearing?
Well, what we're hearing is that Major League Baseball came to an agreement with Tony Bosch, and they will lessen his legal load in exchange for what they believe is very credible testimony against quite a few players. You mentioned there upwards of 20. We don't know the exact figure. I mean, it could be fewer. It could be more, though. It could be dozens more. If there are records indicating that he was, you know, and the players were under his care for performance-enhancing drugs, well, that number could certainly swell. And, you know, they're looking for corroborating evidence. They're looking for authentication of evidence. And these are things that they believe Tony Bosch can provide to them.
Very interesting. I'm in New York, as I said a little earlier. Headline in the Daily News today, A-Roid may get 100 game suspension. Leave it to them. All right, we got 51 after military news up next here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
About 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Thursday, the 6th of June. A lot of military news today. A U.S. soldier pleaded guilty yesterday to the premeditated killing of 16 civilians in Afghanistan. Although he could not give an explanation as to why he did it, Staff Sergeant Robert Bales struck the plea deal with prosecutors in order to avoid the death penalty. Back in March of 2012, he went rogue, carried out raids on two family compounds, told the military judge, "There's not a good reason in the world for why I did what I did." He admitted to forming the intent to kill as he left his base and went into the village. He also acknowledged that he was not authorized or justified or acting in self-defense when he systematically gunned down these civilians, many of them women and children. He said he did not remember setting one of the compounds on fire, but didn't dispute that it happened. So, what happens to him will be determined in August. Meanwhile, in another military story that people are following this week, the military sex scandal and what's been said by various people, including Senator McCain, suggesting that women ought not to be in the military. Here's host Rob Hunter and Karen Dozer talking about that.
So if your daughter came to you and said, "I want to join the United States military," what would you do?
I'd take her temperature because my daughter will never tell me she wants to join the United States military.
See, you have that going for you. What if you asked Senator John McCain? He would respond by saying this.
A woman came to me and said her daughter wanted to join in the military, and could I give my unqualified support for her doing so? I could not.
This is a bold statement from a military man in John McCain, a hugely bold statement. He basically just said women should not join the military, not because he's sexist, not because he doesn't think women should serve on the front line.
They have no place in the military.
Yeah,
no,
he's not like that.
Been outspoken on that.
It's because of the number of sexual assaults, so many of them that are being unsolved, uninvestigated, and so many of them are being unreported. Last year, there were 26,000 that were reported. And it's up from 19,000 the year before. And, you know, the military is just kind of like blasé about it, like, whatever.
Yeah, I'll get to what I think he meant when he answered this question or made this statement in the Senate the other day. But I'll say this. It's sort of like when you ask somebody for advice and then you say, what if this was you? What if it was your daughter? Personalize it for me, because then I think you get a more honest answer. You get a more, oh, you really want to know what I think? Then I'll really tell you. Because if you just ask me, should your daughter join, I'm going to look at you and go, I know your daughter. I don't think she should.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you, what he said was basic, like an unqualified yes. In other words, does this go for all time? Can I give you an unqualified yes that I think your daughter should join the military? No, I cannot. An unqualified yes is a pretty big ask as well. It's like there's a lot that goes into should you join the military, should anyone join the military. If somebody said, should Rob Hunter join the military, would I give it an unqualified yes? He'd be like, hell no.
He doesn't follow orders.
Met Rob Hunter. He should not join the military, right? So an unqualified yes for anybody joining the military is probably a pretty risky thing. But obviously, John McCain knows why he was asked this question. He was asked this question because of the rape in the military headlines, and he knows that when he speaks on this, it's like E.F. Hutton. Everybody leans in and goes, what'd he say?
Right.
So they want to know.
All right. Next military item has to do with the trial of Private Bradley Manning starting this week. Here are hosts John Cass and Lauren Kahn talking to Eugene Fiddle from the National Institute of Military Justice about the questions being raised in this trial.
You see the Manning case, from what I've been able to read, as a way to kind of impact or change military justice in general.
I think it's one of a number of things that are coming across the screen right now, literally across the screen, no offense to a radio audience, by the way, that raise questions about whether our military justice system is equal to the task in the 21st century. And when I say that, I mean the plethora of sexual assault cases. There's a hearing going on right now before the Senate Armed Services Committee with the entire Joint Chiefs of Staff testifying. We have the case of Dr. Hassan, who's accused of shooting a number of people at Fort Hood in Texas. We had the case of Staff Sergeant Bales out in the Pacific Northwest. So we've had major cases coming together, and in one way or another, these cases do raise serious institutional questions.
Is that because aspects of the trial are secretive, or?
Well, that's certainly the case with Private Manning. The government has identified dozens of witnesses that it plans to call, some or all of which of their testimony is going to be behind closed doors.
Well, one of the allegations is that the information he leaked in his anger towards the government ended up, at least allegedly, in the hands of Osama bin Laden, correct?
But that's what the government has undertaken to prove. We'll see how the evidence unfolds.
Yeah, well, Osama bin Laden's not using too much of that evidence now, so we don't have to worry about that. All right, quick IRS comments. 10 seconds, Kenny. What happened to Kenny? So I guess we lost that 10 seconds. That's all right, because time is of the essence, and it's 59 past.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.